In a brazen power grab ripped straight from the globalist authoritarian handbook, President Trump's National Security Presidential Memorandum 7, or NSPM 7, has just redefined core American beliefs as indicators of domestic terrorism. This thing unleashes the FBI's sprawling joint terrorism task forces to sniff out and preemptively dismantle networks before a single crime is committed. Stephen Miller called it the first real all-of-government push against left-wing terror. But as Ken Klippenstein laid bare, the language is so broad it devours everything in its path, bypassing Congress through the same old federal-local fusion centers that have been grinding away at liberty for decades. And in the last few days, Trump's counterterrorism point man, Sebastian Gorka, made it crystal clear this blade cuts both ways.
Let's come back to right-wing extremism. Do you regard it as a threat at all or anything that's important to be considering right now? Because the SPLC revelations, I feel like we just got the tip of the iceberg. We don't really know how deep it goes. I mean, is there any? Like, I guess that's the question. I'm assuming there's a little bit because there's it's a big country. There's a little bit of everything. But is there really anything?
We have to have an effective, accurate snapshot on who are part of the conservative movement today. Because I would say to you, I'm not sure that Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson are conservatives. If you are lauding a Sharia law, if you are saying that there are Muslim states that seem to be better qualitatively than America in terms of freedom and prosperity, I'm not sure that means you're part of the conservative movement. So if you remove those individuals and you understand that they're not conservatives, what's left? Who are the people in the mainstream of the conservative movement, Alex, who are saying violence is okay? Hard to find people who aren't fringe figures.
So I don't talk a lot about Fuentes on the show because I always knew that there was something up about it. It was very obvious to me, and I just didn't know how much. It's always tough when you've got a big newsroom like Breitbart because I've got two options. I've got ignore it, knowing this thing is eventually going to go away, or direct a bunch of fire at it. And we did a couple of pieces on him over the years that have been negative, obviously. But it's the I didn't spend a lot of time on it because it felt very inorganic to me. Certainly the numbers that were reported around this guy, that he was commanding this huge audience, though none of us know anyone who actually cares about his show in a serious way. Now he came out just a couple days ago and said he's a flat out Democrat. The left understands this. They're as strategic as we are, if not more strategic. And for them to boost people who could drive a wedge within the MAGA movement is about the best strategy they could run. And now we've got actual evidence that's what they were doing.
It's such a sad truth.
NSPM 7 can now be twisted into domestic inquisition. Thousands of JTTF agents embedded in local police departments, campuses, and online now primed to hunt radicalizing speech that challenges Gorka's protected narrative.
Official terrorism strategy, counterterrorism strategy, literally says they will identify and neutralize political groups that are anti-American, and then they throw in or radically pro-transgender and anarchists. So the bone is, we're going to go after Antifa, we're going to go after the transgender groups, but don't worry, we define all of the former MAGA that are actually patriots as the enemy. Just like they tell you all the police states for the Muslims after 9/11, and then of course the whole time it was really for all of us.
Fuentes, you will burn in hell, you sad little boy.
What the?
This isn't new. It's a bipartisan version of post-9/11 powers. NSPM 7 revives that machinery domestically, mapping evil doers through beliefs once protected by the First Amendment, which this document notably ignores. Recall Bush-era directives enabling mass surveillance and preemption that ensnared Americans for years, from Obama's IRS targeting conservatives to Biden's war on Alex Jones and every America First dissenter. Time to expose it, reject it, and reclaim the freedoms our forefathers bled for. The Great Awakening demands vigilance.